Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it for you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement by the life. This is a really important verse when we think about the book of Leviticus and all these sacrifices and even the prevalence of blood. And this isn't the first time we've seen this in the Bible. We see this in Exodus, Genesis, and all over Leviticus. So these sacrifices and the prominence of blood in them, why is it so important? Well, when you dive into it, you begin to realize, okay, there's no life in a body where there is no blood. So blood, like in a very real sense, symbolizes physical life. And so when we see that the punishment for sin is death, Romans 6:23, just basic gospel truth, the wages, the payment for sin is death, then blood becomes a picture of life being taken, of life poured out, life given, blood shed. And so when you realize the payment for sin is death, you realize, okay, there's hardly a more effective imagery than to see blood shed to show that the price of death has been paid. Now, obviously that sets the stage for the picture we see all throughout the New Testament of how Jesus' blood shed covers over our sins. His death makes the way for us to have life. This is why we sing songs that, if you think about it, are kind of unusual at best. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Like, what a picture. We're talking about how blood flowing is precious. Why is that? And the reality is, it's because Jesus' blood was shed on a cross. His life was given, death experienced, so that you and I can avoid eternal death and have eternal life. That's what his blood symbolizes. And that's even a physical reminder that God has given to us as an integral part of our worship gatherings in the church, the Lord's Supper. It's a celebration of the giving of his body and the shedding of his what? His blood. Like, we're supposed to remember this all the time, that his life was given so that we might have life. His blood was shed to cover over all our sins, to atone for our sins. So we pray continually. We praise God continually. Oh God, we praise you for sending your son to shed his blood, to sacrifice his life for us, to cover over our sin. God, we deserve to die. Our blood deserves to be shed. We deserve to experience the full payment of sin, death, physical death, spiritual death, eternal separation from you. This is what we deserve. So, oh, we praise you. Lord Jesus, we praise you continually. Every time we celebrate the Lord's Supper, even right now, the fact that we're praying, we know this is only possible because of your blood shed for our sins, your blood that has washed us clean. So we say, yes, its flow is precious. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but your blood. What can make us whole again? Nothing but your blood. Your blood shed for us gives us life. Your life sacrificed for us saves us from death. All glory be to your name, Lord Jesus, for shedding your blood, sacrificing your life for us. We have life today because of your blood shed for us. All glory be to your name. And not just for us, for people around us, for peoples around the world. So God, we just continually pray. Use our lives then to make the good news of your shed blood, your life sacrificed, not just for us, but for the sins of the whole world, 1 John 2 says. God, you desire all people, 2 Peter 3:9, to know your love, your salvation. And so, God, we pray that you'd use us to share this unusually glorious news this week with people around us and use our lives and our churches to make this glorious news known to peoples around the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.